Conversations of Kerbala. As part of our ongoing development of more meaningful observations of Muharram, Mehfil Ali have organized an integrated and dramatic delivery of the Maqtal and Maqtam. We hope that the delivery of the most poignant aspects of Imam Hussein's journey through a series of conversations will help our audience better relate to and encourage further creative expressions of this pivotal episode in our history. Great effort has been made to keep true to authentic sources, such as Kitab al-Irshad, as well as tapping into different practices across the Shi'i world. A lot of time has been put into rehearsals to ensure the delivery lives up to the message portrayed. So we do hope it enhances your Muharram experience this year, and we are always open to suggestions and comments that help us on our collective journey towards fulfilling our duty towards Allah. Yesterday's performance is now available on our YouTube channel, Sikkim TV. Imam Hussein's army will be wearing green bands, and Yazid's army will be wearing red bands. The poem is written and performed by Tahir Adil, and the Maqtam by Voices of Passion and Muhammad Abbas Jafar.
Bismillah. Salawat. Twelve Chapters is a poetic project looking to explore Karbala through a poetic lens. And this is Chapter 2, Muslim ibn Aqil, The Messenger. The Messenger. As the resplendent sun rises from ash beyond the horizon, Kufa stares at me with welcoming eyes. Distant rays wake the trees, and leaves feed on morning sight. The dusty land welcomes me, as the wind behind me displays its might. The people flock hesitantly, but pledge with warm palms, reveling in delight. I ponder whether the pores of their souls will open or narrow towards the light. The shroud of night falls and the day takes a bow. Kufa stares at me now, behind its veils of darkness now, but this time not a voice nor a whisper of a vow. Wandering with the wind, listening to it howl, as loneliness teases me with death, holding onto the beacon of hope with every breath. The many warm, affectionate eyes now turn away as stone as they blink away, leaving me in the darkness of the shadow of another day. Throwing their hearts of stone at me, they are like the leaves that have voluntarily let go of the safe branch of their tree to drift away in the wind aimlessly. All is black. The world has left my shoulder a messenger with less than a candle holder. As I travel out between their souls, souls like hollow caves, swallowing me in their darkness as cowardice finds its slaves. Now I lay battered, wounded and torn, blood tracing the creases I adorn, but no blood could dampen, nor thirst could sway, nor pain torment the message this messenger has sent. The sun turns away in shame, while the air is in fear is still, the swords wag their tongues and the vultures hover till the kill. Birds seek shelter while the people lock their doors. Their hearts have deserted me as guilt has littered all around. Death is feasting here without sound. My heart I feel shatter all over my woeful soul. Shallow breaths have given way. Heaven has been laced on my tongue today, thrown from height to seal the deed of trust. I fall here from dust to dust. An angelic arm softens my fall, releasing me once and for all. My cage is finally broken. This messenger can seek the sky. My soul seeking Hussein. My sleeping wings awaken, ready to stretch and fly. My soul seeking Hussein, but Hussein is yet to die. So here I lay waiting, buried in the dust of the land that has betrayed the oath of trust. But one day nations will tremble, falling gracefully to their knees as Kufa will be remembered as the capital of the seven seas, and people remember me, Muslim, one of many luminous chapters of loyalty never to be forgotten. Salawat.
Day 2, Muslim ibn Aqil. Muslim ibn Aqil had finally arrived in Kufa. He had been dispatched there by his cousin, Imam Hussein, to gauge the level of support he had in the city. During his stay, he frequently received visits from people offering their support for the Imam's cause.
Assalamu alaikum, Muslim.
Wa alaikum salam. Hussein has received many letters from the people of Kufa, but can he count on them for their support?
I do not know people's intentions, nor can I read their hearts. But by Allah, I can tell you what I have decided for myself. When you call me, I will respond, and I will fight your enemies. I will strike with my sword in your defense until I die. For this, I expect nothing except Allah's pleasure.
Thank you. I shall pass this message to Hussein.
It did not take long for the authorities in Kufa to learn of Muslim ibn Aqil's arrival and his growing support. They quickly dispatched news to Yazid, who decided to dispatch Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad to stabilize the situation in the city and kill Muslim. When he reached Kufa, ibn Ziyad was wearing a black turban like Imam Hussein with his face covered. The people had received news that Imam Hussein had departed for Kufa and were anticipating his imminent arrival. When Ibn Ziyad arrived in Kufa, the people greeted him excitedly.
Marhaba al-Hussein, grandson of the Prophet of Allah. Blessings are upon us because of your arrival.
You think I'm Hussein? You reveal your true colors today.
Please forgive us, Ibn Ziyad.
The people realized that he was indeed Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad and not Hussein. They were overcome with deep grief and sorrow. Ibn Ziyad addressed the crowd.
O people, the commander of the faithful, Yazid ibn Muawiyah, has entrusted me with the governance of your town. I will render justice to the oppressed. I will support the underprivileged. I will be kind to the obedient and harsh and severe to the disobedient. I will take my sword to whoever disobeys my orders. Just remember, only truth and honesty will save you from punishment. Report to me about the newcomers who are causing turmoil in this city. If you report truthfully, you will be absolved of any punishment. If you fail to report, you lose the protection and you will lose the safeguard on the punishment that will rain on those that are causing turmoil in this city. Let me repeat myself. Those who are negligent in reporting about the troublemakers will lose their safeguard and security. They will be crucified in their homes, and they will lose the income their family gets from the treasury.
Upon Ibn Ziyad's arrival in Kufa, Muslim decided to move and seek shelter at the house of Hani bin Urwa. It did not take long for Ibn Ziyad's spies to locate Muslim. Hani was summoned to Ibn Ziyad's palace.
I seek for him life, and he seeks for me death. Who from the tribe of Murad will support you in your fight against your friend?
What is the meaning of that, O Governor?
Hani bin Urwa, I hear you being hatching plots against the governor and the Muslims. You have given shelter to Muslim ibn Aqil, and you have been raising arms and men in the neighboring houses. Did you think you could keep this away from me?
I have done no such thing, and Muslim is not staying with me.
Indeed, you have done so.
Ziyad called out his spy, Ma'qil. At this point, Hani realized that Ma'qil had been a spy planted to gather information about them.
Believe me, by Allah, I did not invite him to my house, but I found him at my door. He asked to stay with me, and I was too embarrassed to refuse his request. It was my duty to protect him and give him food and shelter.
Are you telling me that you know nothing of his mission?
By Allah, I knew nothing until I had given him shelter. I swear an oath to you or to anything that will give you confidence that I mean no harm. If you wish, I will pledge my allegiance to you without any reserve. Then I will instruct Muslim to leave my house immediately, and so I will be absolved of the responsibility of offering him protection and security.
By Allah, you will not leave here until you bring him to me.
No, by God, I shall never bring him to you. Do you expect me to bring my guest to you so that you can kill him?
Bring him to me. Either you bring him, you bring Muslim, or you face execution.
In that case, I will fight for my honor.
You seek to frighten me with your sword, I'll squash you like a fly.
Ibn Ziyad then began to strike Hani's face with his cane and continued beating his nose, forehead, and cheek until he broke Hani's nose and the blood flowed onto his clothes.
Have you become a Kharijite today? It's become lawful for us to take your life. Take him away and lock him up.
On hearing what had befallen his host, Muslim gathered his companions, numbering approximately 4,000, and headed towards Ibn Ziyad's palace. Abbas Jadali reports, "When we left with Muslim marching towards the palace, we were 4,000 strong. By the time we approached the palace, the number of supporters had dwindled to 300 men. People continued to withdraw and disperse, and by evening, Muslim had only 30 followers at the mosque praying with him. When he saw this dismal state of affairs, he decided to head towards the gates of Kinda, and his support was reduced to 10 men. When he left the gate, no one was with him. Alone and abandoned, Muslim managed to find shelter at the house of a lady called Doa. The respite was not long, as a lady's son Bilal soon informed Ibn Ziyad's men of his whereabouts. After a protracted fight, Muslim was finally apprehended and taken to Ibn Ziyad.
Ibn Aqil, before your arrival in this city, the people were united in their opinion. Now the disunity and the division that you have caused is causing them to attack each other.
I did not come on my own accord. I was told that your father was killing eminent men and shedding their blood. That's when they sent for me here.
What's it to you, you drunkard? Before recently, you were occupying yourself with wine drinking in Medina.
Drinking wine? Drinking wine? You are a liar and you speak without knowledge.
The truth does not matter. What's important is what people believe.
I would rather be called a wine drinker than one who consumes and wallows in the blood of Muslims, kills people when Allah has forbidden it, takes the life of an innocent and sheds sacred blood, pleads with himself as if he has done nothing wrong.
Grave sinner, you and Hussein are not worthy of leadership of the Muslim Ummah, and that is why Allah denied you power.
Then who is worthy of leadership?
The commander of the faithful, Yazid bin Muawiyah.
All praise belongs to Allah, and we should let him judge us between us.
You think you have a say in the matter? May Allah kill me if I do not kill you like no one else has done in the history of Islam.
It is clear that you will never abandon sinful murder, your sinful murderous ways, torturous punishment, repulsive practices, and vile domination. No one is more worthy of carrying out such crimes as you.
Take him away, to the top of the palace, sever his head, and throw down his body for all to see.
Muslim ibn Aqil was then taken to the rooftop of the palace for execution.
Allahu Akbar. I seek forgiveness from Allah and send blessings upon his angels and messengers. O Allah, judge between us and the community that tempted us, deceived us, and humiliated us. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.